Hallelujah. We thank God for this morning, this blessed Sunday morning. And we want to give God the glory for this opportunity to share with the saints of God. You can never get familiar with a pulpit. And it's a task that it's not just a privilege, but a responsibility. You carry the weight of the people of God for that Sunday and for the week ahead. So I want to thank God for this. And I want to thank our pastor sincerely for this opportunity. Amen. Our mothers and all my seniors and fathers in the house, I greet you. We are praying for grace to download a little of what we receive from the Lord. Paul said that what I receive from the Lord, it is what I give you. In the night that Jesus was betrayed. So we give what we have received. And today we pray that God will mantle his word and speak to us. Can I hear your amen? Amen. Can I hear your loud amen? Amen. Can you tender that amen for me? Amen. Hallelujah. We need a word from you, Jesus. We need to hear from, if we don't hear from you, what will we do? Wanting you more. Show us your plan. A little about the blood, and on a Lord's Supper Sunday, you definitely know that the blood and the body of Christ will come up. Amen. And I've gained notoriety for preaching about the blood, and I'm excited about it. It gives me the chance to study more about the blood. And for some time now, I've been studying the book of Zechariah, and I remember fondly when the late Apostle Quay of Germany, of blessed memory, when we were kids, and he used to give us book studies. You study the book of John, and you come and discuss. So I've been studying the book of Zechariah, and it's been exciting. And today we will pick a little bits from Zechariah, pick from Exodus, and compare the new and the old. I like to buttress the Old Testament in the New Testament and get the relativities and entrench what we have received from the Lord. Exodus chapter 12, shall we go? Exodus chapter 12, verse 7, 8, 12, and 13. The book of Exodus chapter 12, verses number 7, 8, 12, and 13. Then we read from Zechariah chapter 9. Verses 8 to 13. Zechariah chapter 9, verses 8 to 13. So Exodus 12, 7. Then they are to take some of the blood and put it on the sides and tops of the door frames of the houses where they eat the lambs. Verse 8. That same night they are to eat the meat roasted over the fire along with bitter herbs and bread made without yeast. 12. On the same night, I will pass through Egypt and strike down every firstborn of both people and animals. And I will bring judgment on all the gods of Egypt. I am the Lord. 13. The blood will be a sign for you on the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Tell your neighbor, when I see the blood. Oh, shout it. When I see the blood, I will pass over you. No destructive plague will touch you when I strike Egypt. Hallelujah. Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9. Zechariah chapter 9 verse 8. But I will encamp at my temple to guard it against, give me the New King James Version. New King James, I like the New King James Version. I will camp around my house because of the army, because of him who passes by and him who returns. No more shall an oppressor pass through them. Hallelujah. No more shall an oppressor pass through them. For now I have seen with my eyes. Number 9, verse 9. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you, is just and having salvation, lowly riding on the donkey, a colt, a foal of a donkey. Can we go? I will cut off the chariots from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nation. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of old. Hope, even today, I declare that I will restore what? Double. Can you do like this for me? I'll restore what? Double to you. Hallelujah. It will be nice today. Hallelujah. So we have been reading and we have been sharing about the blood. And I remember that we talked about the signs, about the evidences or the applications of the blood. And I want to introduced by mentioning these applications. Number one is the sprinkling. The sprinkling. So you see in the Bible, in Exodus chapter 24, verse 8, that Moses on the Mount of Sinai sprinkled blood on the of the covenant over the people of Israel. That was a foreshadow of what Christ was coming to do. And when he sprinkled it, It was an identity. It was identifying them as people of God, people that God had separated, people that God had put aside. And so you see this sprinkling in Exodus, in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 24, and we hear of Jesus being set up to be the mediator of the new covenant, and the blood of the sprinkling that speaks better than the blood of Abel. So you see, the first application is that of sprinkling. Blood is sprinkled. And when sprinkling occurs, you are being identified and forgiveness is happening. The second one you see is the smearings. So the scripture that we read, Exodus, you see that God instructed the Israelites to smear, as it were, to paint the door frames with blood. And when you see that there is smearing, you are talking about protection. Because he said that the angel will pass by, and when he passes by, because of the blood that is being smeared on the doorpost, it will pass away. Hallelujah. And so you see protection, number one. You see also in the ordination of Aaron and his sons, you see blood was smeared on them. Blood that from the lamb was smeared upon them. And that smearing was a sign of consecration. So smearing is for protection, and it's also for restoration, but also for consecration. So protection, consecration, and restoration. And so we hear in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22, that without the shedding of the blood, there is no remission of sin. So we see sprinklings, and we see smearings, and we see sheddings, all in the blood. And in the Old Testament, you are seeing the blood of rams, the blood of bulls, the blood of cattle. But in this, our dispensation, we have the blood of Jesus, which does everything. The blood does the sprinkling, the blood does the smearing, the blood does the shedding. So in the shedding of the blood of Jesus, we have forgiveness. In the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, we have our identity, we have consecration, we have adoption, we have our calling into sonship. And also with the shedding and with the smearings, we have protection, we have consecration, and we have restoration. So this by way of introduction, that the blood that spoke in the time of old is still speaking in this time. And I love the fact that the blood flows. When a blood is shed, it is poured. And when something is poured, it flows. And if it flows, it means that wherever there is no way, wherever there is blockage, the blood will flow. It will find its way. The last time we saw that it rained and water found its way, nothing could stop it. And so when the blood of Jesus is flowing, it reaches from the highest mountains and it flows to the lowest valley. Wherever you stand, whatever situation you are in, I speak the flowing of the blood upon your life. It will locate you. It will find you. It will identify you. It will spot you in the crevices of life. In the nooks and crannies of life, the blood will flow. I don't care what your situation is. I don't care what your circumstance is. So far as there is a flow, so far as there's a shedding, it will reach you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that this morning, the blood shall reach you. Thunder that amen. The blood shall reach you. In the name of Jesus, the blood, our escape, the blood of Jesus Christ, our escape. That's the title we are dealing with. The blood of Jesus Christ, our escape. Ladies and gentlemen, the blood has given us an escape. It has given us an escape. And when we say something is escape, it means that the thing was held, the thing was limited, and it has been set loose. And so by reason of the blood, we have escaped, and we are going to talk about three or four things that we have escaped from. The first one is that we have escaped from death and judgment. We have escaped from death and judgment. And the passage we read from Exodus says that during the last plague in Egypt, God told them that they should use the blood on their doorposts. And when I see the blood, I will pass away. So you have escaped from death, because on that night, the firstborns of even animals were not spared. Human firstborns died, and the firstborns of animals were killed. So there is no judgment for you, and there is no death for you because of the blood that was shed for you on the cross of Calvary. Romans chapter 5 verse 6 verse 9 says that since therefore we have been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. So the blood that was shed saved you from the wrath. And so now there is no more condemnation. There is no more judgment for you. You have been set free. You have escaped. Our soul has escaped from the snare. The snare is broken and our soul has escaped. There is a judgment awaiting the wicked ones. And you have escaped from that judgment because you have appropriated and received the finished work of Christ on the cross, even through the blood of Jesus. So you have escaped from death and judgment. The second thing is that you have escaped from oppressors. Escaped from oppressors. And you see, in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 8, it says, I will encamp about my house because of the army the army that rose up against the Israelites, because of him that passes by and because of him that returneth. And I love this. Him that passes by and returneth to and fro, going by. And the enemy is being described as a roaring lion, like a roaring lion. He roars to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. And he says that, and no oppressor shall pass through them anymore. So there's a passing by and there's a passing through. I'm preaching. A passing by and a passing through. Listen, so far as they pass by, we don't care. But they can never pass through. Hallelujah. No oppressor shall pass through, because there's a hedge around you. The blood of Jesus is an impenetrable hedge around you that prevents the enemy from attacking you, from touching you, death from coming near your dwelling and from coming near your tabernacle. Because of the encampment of the Lord encamps around you by reason of his blood, so you can appropriate it. Jesus himself is the God of the breakthrough. He can break through, but the enemy cannot break through. He can just go to and fro. The other day, in Job chapter 1, verse 7, and the Lord said to Satan, from whence do you come from? So Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth. So the guy is just walking about. It's a to and fro guy, looking for an opportunity to enter. But God said that he shall not pass through. He can never pass through. Am I speaking to somebody this morning? You have protection. You have cover. You have hiding place. You have refuge by reason of the blood. And so because of that, there is no pass through. No oppressor shall pass through them anymore. Means that even if there is a passing by, it shall not pass through. We declare in the name of the Lord that no adversary, no adversary, no enchantment, no divination shall come to you. No calamity has the capacity to pass through you, because you have an encampment by the blood. A hedge. Thousands shall fall at your left. 10,000 shall fall at your right hand. It shall not come near your dwelling. You are the tabernacle of the Lord. God rests with you and in you. I declare that the habitation of the Lord is insulated from enemy attack by reason of the encounter. No more oppression. No more oppression. No more oppression. This is the end of oppression. In your life, there shall be no oppression. In your business, there shall be no oppression. In your house, there shall be no oppression. In your workplace, there shall be no oppression. In your family, there shall be no oppression. No oppressor shall pass through. They don't have the right. The legalities are taken from them. Jurisprudence is not on their part. That is not their jurisdiction. They don't have the right. No oppression. Tell your neighbor, no more oppression. No more oppression. There is a delineation. There is a line. You cannot cross it. And today, by reason of this blood, anybody under enemy attack is receiving the force to resist the devil, and he shall flee. Hallelujah. I remember fondly the story of Gehazi and Elisha. When Elisha told Gehazi that if God will open your eyes, you will see the host of the armies of God encamping around us. May that be your story. In the name of Jesus, when you lie, may you see the blood covering you. When you move, may you see the blood covering you. When you enter your car, may you see the blood covering you. When you travel on the byways and the highways, may the blood be a cover. No more oppression. Shout it. No more oppression. I speak in the name of Jesus that no more oppression shall come to you. The other day also, the Israelites were going to fight, and the armies of God encamped around them. Listen, you have heavenly backing. You have serious accompaniment. You have a host following you, and the blood is flowing for you. If it can flow, then you don't have a problem. Tell your neighbor, obey problem, cry, obey problem, obey problem, obey problem. The second one is that you have escaped. Your prisoners have escaped. You have escaped from prison. You have escaped from prison. You have escaped from bondage. Zechariah 9:11, it says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein there is no water. Waterless pit. Imprisoned in waterless pit. Hey! Waterless pit. The pit is supposed to be a place of refreshment. When you are walking by and when the Israelites are sojourning, they are supposed to receive some nourishment, some refreshment from the pit. Because pits are crevices that hold water when it rains. But this is a waterless pit. And you are here in a place of no refreshment. Double salanza. You now, you are limited and there is nothing to refresh you. It is a very terrible thing. And I remember so much the story of Joseph and when his brothers sold him. And then they said that this guy, this dreamer, this destiny career is becoming notorious. Can we put him in a pit? They put the guy in a pit. And they put him in a waterless pit. This is it. Joseph was put in a waterless pit. By the time Reuben came back, they had sold him to merchants. And they sent him to Egypt. Listen, the guys thought that they were doing him bad. But that was the beginning of the glory of God that was being shown. They sold him, but they sold him not into slavery. It was just for a temporary period that he suffered. But he was raised up and he went into the place of prominence, into the place of God. There's an elevation coming to you that the pit cannot hold. The waterless pit cannot hold. And I saw some semblances between the story of Joseph and the story of Jesus. Joseph was betrayed with 20 pieces of silver. Jesus was betrayed with 30 pieces of silver by Judas and by his brother from within. The guy was betrayed from within. His brothers, they sold him. They put him in a pit and then they sold him. Jesus was also sold, betrayed by Judas Iscariot. And he was also what? Killed and what? Buried. Crucified and buried. So you see the first similarity in the betrayer. Also, Joseph was stripped of his coat of many colors. He was given a coat of many colors. Jesus was also what? His clothes were rent and torn and they were casting lots on it. What Joseph went through, Jesus went through. And if Joseph went through and Jesus went through and was victorious, you shall also be victorious. Can you tender that amen for me? He was stripped. Shame came upon him. Shame came upon him. Shame came upon Jesus. What is the shame that you are carrying that you think you cannot carry? Your glorification is coming because he bore your shame. He took your pain. He took the strain and the pain, agony of death, so that you might live. The guy was stripped of his garments. He was put in a pit. Joseph was put in a pit. Jesus, when he was crucified, he was buried in a tomb. So the pit and the tomb. But thanks be to God that the merchants came by. Your merchant has come. Jesus, your merchant has come. He has provided his blood. And that purchase, the purchase of redemption. Our righteousness is he. There's a purchase on your life. It was bought not with perishable things, but imperishable things. Not corruptible things, but incorruptible. And the blood is a living testament of incorruptibility. That is what you have been purchased with. Not with just 20 pieces of silver, but with a priceless commodity. A living commodity, the blood of Jesus. I said your merchants are coming. Your merchants are here. Your purchase is now. You shall be brought out of the pit. I see you coming out of the pit. You are coming out of the pit into the palace by reason of the blood. If you can appropriate the shedding, the flow of the blood into that situation, it will bring you out of the pit into the palace. Can you stand up? Amen. No more prisoners. No more prisoners. So we said, no more judgment, no more oppression, no more prisoners. Tell your neighbor, no more prisoners, no more prisoners, no more prisoners. Shake him and tell him, no more prisoners. At the day the Lord returned the captivity of Zion, it was unto them like a dream. The end of your captivity is nigh, because Jesus has shed his blood. I like to drink the blood. I like to flow in the blood. I like to swim in the blood. I like to take a bath in the blood. I like to have a dive in the, once in a while, can I do some sprinkling, some smearings and of the blood, appropriating the blood, and receive liberty? I like it. No more prisoners. No more prisoners. Again, you see, in the Day of Atonement, in the Old Testament, Leviticus chapter 25, verse 9 to 10, it says, then you shall cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. On the Day of Atonement, ye shall make the trumpet to sound throughout your land. And you shall consecrate the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land to all its inhabitants. It shall be a jubilee for you. Asamakapaya. Jubilee. 50th year, jubilee. And so today, I want to blow the trumpet. Pa-pa-na-na-na. I'm blowing the trumpet. And proclaiming that your jubilee is here. Because it was on the Day of Atonement, the day of sacrifice. And that was when the blood was smeared and sprinkled. And today is a day of atonement. So today is the day of jubilee. Can you tender an amen? Can you shout that amen? Hallelujah. It's the day of your jubilee. And three things happen in the day of jubilee. The first one is that you have debt cancellation. Debt cancellation. A cow beard you beard for Israel, no? On that day, on the 50th year, on that day, he had the with Tiawa Kanina Mabu. Oh, Grandma Bittini Mocha. Eti Minyaku. Wetia. I said, your merchants are coming. Your merchants, they are coming. They are here. Your merchant is here. They bought you. Your ransom is being paid for. So you have debt cancellation in the year of Jubilee. What is that sin, besetting sin, that you think you cannot deal with, that you think the blood cannot deal with, that you think you cannot come out of? This is the year of Jubilee. So your debt is being canceled. The second thing that happens in the year of Jubilee is that there is inheritance restoration. And so all ancestral lands are retained to the original owners. Can you understand this in the spirit? All lands are retained to the owners. Restoration, I love that. In the year of Jubilee, there is forgiveness. There's debt cancellation. There's pardon. But there's also restoration. And I will restore unto you all that the locusts, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, stolen. There is restoration coming to you. This is a symbol of restoration. As you drink of this blood, anything that you have lost, any business that you started that is going under, any glory that is going, any ikabod in your life, any place that you used to own, any territory that you used to stand in that is leaving you, I declare the restoration of the Lord upon that situation. Shout a big amen. And the third thing is that there is liberty. Slaves and indentured servants are released. And so we read in Zechariah, that says what? I have sent forth my prisoners. There's release. There's a release. So we say, no more prisoners. Because what? This is the year of Jubilee. Your Jubilee is here. So your kinsman redeemer, that is what Boaz was to Ruth. But in our time, Jesus is our kinsman redeemer. And that guy has canceled our debt. He has restored our inheritance. We who were far away from the commonwealth of Israel has been brought close by reason of the blood. Your inheritance has been, and there is liberty. If the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Freedom is coming. I am not Kwame Nkrumah, but I can say freedom. Freedom, freedom, freedom. No more prisoners. No more prisoners. No more prisoners. No more prisoners. You are set free. Can you imagine something that is holding you during a prayer time? Imagine or think about one thing that is holding you down and appropriate the blood. I bet you, you will be released in the name of Jesus. I said, I'm sounding the trumpet on the rooftop and I'm proclaiming the day of your liberty. The day of your release is coming to you. It's coming to you. It's coming to you. I remember right now that Jesus went to the temple. And when he went to the temple, he opened the book and he started reading. He said that, behold, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach good tidings to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim the liberty of the captives and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. The acceptable year of the Lord is the year of Jubilee. This is your acceptable year. This is your acceptable moment. Your prisons, there's a prison break. Prison break. It's a prison. And you have escaped. You have escaped from prison. You have escaped from judgment. You have escaped from oppression. That is your, and Jesus said, it is fulfilled. This scripture is fulfilled in this day. I speak to you that this scripture is fulfilled in this day. You have liberty. Your captives are returning. You are being healed from brokenheartedness. And prison is being opened to you. So, child of God, believe these appropriations for your life. The last thing is that you have escaped from defeat. You have escaped from defeat. We have an overcomer's badge. We have overcomer's pride. We walk not crestfallen, head down. We walk head up, chest out, shoulders high. Because you are a victor. You are an overcomer. You wear the victor's crown. You are carrying overcoming spirit. And they overcame by their testimony and by reason of the blood. Can you appropriate the overcoming spirit of God, the overcoming grace in the blood, and walk in it? In the morning, walk in victory. In the afternoon, walk in victory. In the evening, walk in victory. In the night, walk in victory. When you grow, walk in victory. When you are down, walk in victory. When you are up, walk in victory. Your going out and your coming in is victorious because it is heralded by the flow of the blood. Jesus, there's a flow for you. And if you can touch the flow, if you can hold the flow, if you can link to the flow, victory shall be yours. I don't know what is ahead of you this week. I don't know what is ahead of you this month. I don't know what is ahead of you for the rest of the year. But I bring good tidings that will give you great joy. I bring the Jubilee of the Lord to you. I bring a victor's crown to you. I bring a victor's badge to you. I bring an overcoming spirit to you. I bring treading over snakes and scorpions and over all the works of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. I bring to you that even though there's a casting down, there's a lifting up for you. Thou, O God, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. May your head be as hard as the flint of stone. May your feet be as hard as the gathered with the gospel of salvation. May God empower your hand. May your hand be embalmed with the balm of Gilead. May healing flow from your hand. May your eyes see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. May you wear a victor's crown. May an overcoming spirit come to you. May you stand in the morning and declare, this is the day that the Lord has made. I shall rejoice and be glad in it. Is any victor here? Can you shout, yeah? No more prisoners. Shout it, no more prisoners. No more prisoners. No more prisoners. No more prisoners. In the name of Jesus. I want to push victory in your spirit by reason of the blood. Sometimes Christians can walk gentle and crestfallen, but that is not your portion. That is not your portion. God is upon you like a mighty warrior, great victor, doing wonders. Everywhere he went, he was doing good. The mighty healer, he healed the lepers. When cripples saw him, they started walking. You carry the blood. When cripples see you, they shall start walking. Wherever there's death, you are bringing life. Wherever there's sickness, you are bringing healing. Because you wear the victor's crown. Victory is your portion. Victory is your food. Victory is your step. Victory is your breath. Victory is your thought. Victory is in your hands. Victory comes from your belly. You are a victor in the name of Jesus. So I declare that this is your year of jubilee. Your prisoners are coming home. Your debt is being canceled. You are not shouting an amen. Your debt is being canceled. Your debt is being canceled. Your prisoners are coming up. Your prisoners are coming up. Your merchants are coming. Your merchants are coming. Your merchant is here. Your merchant is here. I declare that this is the acceptable year of the Lord. And you are winning on every side. Nothing shall by any means hold you back. You are going ahead. You are going ahead. If you catch hell, don't hold it. If you are going through fire, don't stop. You go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. You go ahead. Don't stop. In the name of Jesus, I declare victory. I declare cancellation of death. I declare jubilee. Shout a big amen and put your hands together for the Lord.